In the gospel reading today, our Lord looks at St. Peter and asks him, "Do you love me?" Today, he looks at you and me, and he asks, "Do you love me?" We might say, "Well, I'm here at Mass. Obviously, I love the Lord." Okay, how much? Remember, as we've looked at before, there are two different words that are used in the gospel today. Jesus asked Peter if he loves him at this high level. Peter says, "Lord, you know that I'm your friend. I love you as a friend." It's like, "No, Peter, do you love me?" "Yeah, you know that I'm your friend." So there are two different words with two different ideas being presented. Jesus is asking Peter for a profound love. Peter is saying, "Yeah, I'm your buddy. I'm your friend." So the Lord is letting Peter know the day will come when you will be able to love with that greater love. So now we ask ourselves, how much do I love the Lord? We can look, for instance, in our own lives, and we know that friends come and go. We know there are fair weather friends, as long as everything is in good order, and especially, by golly, if you've got money, oh, you'll have all kinds of friends. They're really not friends at all. So how do you know who your real friends are? The ones who stick with you in the hard times. So it gets a little bit difficult. People are okay. The difficulty continues on, or it gets really difficult. They're gone, except for a few. So in other words, how much do we really love this person, or how much, if you look at it from your own perspective, how much do these people truly love me? Are they going to be with me in the hard times? Are they going to remain faithful in the difficulties of life? That's the question now we have to ask our Lord, or of ourselves with regard to our Lord. He has proven himself, obviously. He was faithful to the end, and he continues to be faithful. Now, as he allows the difficulty to come upon us, we can already watch what's happening. People are leaving the church in droves. And, oh, yeah, we've all got our excuse. Oh, it was the sexual abuse. It was this. It was that. We're not here for a priest. We're here for Jesus. Do we truly love the Lord? There are no excuses. Yeah, there are some priests that are pathetic. But you know what? All we have to do is go home and look in the mirror and say, it's not just the priest. It's all of us. We're all sinners. We're all pathetic. Which is why we need Jesus. But sometimes, like the people who have money, we want to be their friends so that we can get something from them. Love is giving, not getting. Granted, we receive an immense amount when we love, but that's not the reason why, because love is not selfish. We're not seeking something for ourselves if we love somebody else. We're seeking their good. So Jesus is here for us. And he is seeking only our good. Now we have to ask ourselves, am I here for him? Am I going to remain faithful when things get difficult? Am I going to remain faithful when things get really difficult? That's where the question comes. Do you love me? Or maybe at this point we need to ask ourselves, how much do I love him? Or with what kind of love do I love him? Am I just a fair weather friend? Or am I going to remain faithful when things get hard? If I'm correct, and I've told you many times, I think we are headed for the crucifixion of the church. It is the single greatest privilege that any Christian person has had since the day that our Lord was crucified. But it is not going to be pleasant, to say the least. And now we have to ask, do I have enough love? to do what Jesus told Peter. The day will come when someone else is going to lead you where you don't want to go. And St. John said he said this to signify by what kind of death he would glorify God. You see where the focus is. Now we could look at it and say, oh, what a bummer, you know, Peter had to go through all of that. Peter did it for the Lord. He finally got to the point where he could say, you're not just my pal. You're not just my buddy. I love you with this higher level of love. Yes, I will suffer with you. I will suffer for you. I will even die for you because I love you. I trust that all of us can say that about our children. I hope you can say that about your spouse. How about your Lord and your God? How about the one who said that for you, for your soul? Can you say that to him? That's what we're all going to be finding out relatively soon. So this is our opportunity to really look at that and to ask that question of ourselves. Because right now, he's looking at each one of us. And he's saying, I love you with the highest, most perfect kind of love. Do you love me? With what kind of love do you love me? That's the greater question. And so it says of Jesus, he loved his own, and he loved them to the end. That's where we're going to be tested. Do we really love him? And will we love him to the end?